May I help you?
Yes, I would like to check in.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, my name is Carol Jung. That's spelled J-I-A-N-G.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't find anything under that name. Do you have your confirmation number?
No, I don't have it with me. But I know I have a reservation. My husband made it for me last month.
Well, let me look again. How do you spell your first name, ma'am?
C-A-R-O-L, Carol.
I don't find a Carol in the computer for today. I have a Carol Larson here, but that reservation is for next Monday.
No, that's not me. My name is Jung, not Larson. My husband reserved for me.
Are you sure he used your name, ma'am? Maybe he reserved it under his name.
His name is Lin, L-I-N.
I'm sorry, I have nothing here.
Miss, I know he made this reservation for me.
Let me try something. Wait, I have a reservation for someone named Jung here, but it's spelled J-A-N-G. It's not spelled J-I-A-N-G. It's for Mr. C. Jung.
Oh, that must be me. Probably they typed the name wrong. My husband's English isn't so good.
Yes, sometimes it happens, ma'am. That's why it is always good to carry your confirmation number. I'm sorry about the inconvenience.
It's okay. It's probably my husband's fault. Is there a pool in this hotel?
Yes, of course. The pool is open until 10 p.m., so you still have about 45 minutes.
Good.
Here is your key. Your room number is 379. You can find the elevators just around that corner there, down the hall. Enjoy your stay, ma'am.
Thank you.